another ha'ara that comes to mind, something that we've spoken about in the past, and that is, the Gemara says that ma para aduma mechaperes, af misason shel tzadikim mechaperes. Misas tzadikim is mechaper. This is another Gemara that we spoke about recently that talks about misas tzadikim. It's a Gemara mesachtes Rosh Hashanah, daf yud ches amid beis. The Gemara says that there are four fasts that Klal Yisrael fast over Churban Beis HaMikdash. We fast Asar B'Tavis, Shavasa B'Tamas, Tisha B'Av, and Tzoyim Gedalia. Now Asar B'Tavis, Shavasa B'Tamas, and Tisha B'Av were fasting on the Churban of the actual Beis HaMikdash. Tzoyim Gedalia is not a fast on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but it was on a Tzadik, Gedalia Ben Achikam, who lived around that time. And the Gemara says, does it make sense? Three Tanesim on the Beis HaMikdash, one on the Tzadik, yeah. L'lamedchon, this teaches us, Sheshkula Misasan Shal Tzadikim, Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu. That Misa Tzadikim is Shokul Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu. So we have two Gemaras. We have a Gemara Ma'ikotnach of Chesam and Aleph, that Misa Tzadikim are Mechaper like a carbon. We have a Gemara Roshan Yud Chesam and Beis, Sheshkula Misasan Shal Tzadikim, Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu. So we once mentioned in the name of Yosheber Soloveitchik, that he said that there are two times during the year that we mentioned Asara Ruge Malchus. We mentioned the 10 great tzaddikim who were killed Al Kiddush Hashem. We mention it on Tisha B'Av, and we mention it on Yom Kippur. He says, why do we mention it on Tisha B'Av? It's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amid Beis. Sheshkula Misasen Shal Tzaddikim Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu. And on Tisha B'Av, we mourn Tzreifas Beis Alekeinu. So we mourn Misasen Shal Tzaddikim that Shkula Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu. We mention it on Yom Kippur for a different reason. We mention it on Yom Kippur because the Gemara we just learned in today's daf, Ma'ikon Chav Ches Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says that Ma Par Aduma Mechaperes Af Mitzasen Shal Tzaddikim Mechaperes. And Yom Kippur is the day of Kapara. It's the day where we're trying to get as much kapara as possible. So what we do is we remember, we invoke the tremendous chus of the Asara Arugei Malchus, and by doing that, we'll be zoicha to kapara. So he says, we mentioned Asara Arugei Malchus on Tisha B'Av, we mentioned Asara Arugei Malchus on Yom Kippur. We're mentioning it for two completely unrelated reasons. He said, on Tisha B'Av, it's because Misa Sadikim is Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu. On Yom Kippur, it's because Ma Par Aduma Mechaperes Af Misasin Shal Sadikim Mechaperin. And he made the Yukim in the Nusach that we say on Tisha B'Av versus the Nusach that we say in Yom Kippur, it's because they're both trying to accomplish something completely different. One is focusing on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amid Beis. The other one is focusing on the Gemara in Ma'in Katan Chav Ches Amid Aleph. I once heard from the Mashkiach, Rabbi Matisyo Solomon, Zolzayn Gesund und Stark. He said that why is it if Chazal wanted to make the point that the Misa of a Tzaddik is Mechaper, why they picked the Par Adum? Ma Par Adum Mechaperes, Af Misasen Shal Tzaddik Mechaperes. We're not even sure why the Par Adum is a Mechaper. It's Bekoshi a Mechaper. Toisvis, the Marsha, Chattas Kari Rachmana, Ramay Shai Darshan, the Chate Egel. Why would we pick the Par Adum? Wouldn't it make more sense that we should pick a carbon that everyone understands and acknowledges as a Mechaper? Why are we picking the Par Adum? So the Mashkiach said that the reason is because the Par Adum we know is a Chayk. It's Zois Chukas HaTayra. It's the one mitzvah that we do even though we don't understand. Shloima Melech, who was the Chacham Mikol Adam, he said, "Amarti echgema abe vehira chayke mimeni." What was the hira chayke mimeni? He was referring to Par Aduma. Par Aduma goes down as the symbol of a chayk. It goes down as the symbol of sometimes we have to do things even though we have absolutely no understanding of why it is we're doing it. So Matisyahu said that Misa Sadikim sometimes is a chayk, and sometimes it's such a chayk that it's amarti echgema abe vehira chayke mimeni. It's not something you can understand. It's not something that has a cheshbon. It's not something that we are physically capable of understanding. Of course, it's a pshat, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the reason, but we don't know the reason. So, ma para aduma mechaperes, just like the para aduma, which is mechaper, and it's mechaper b'derech choyk, it's the zoyz chukas ha-toyra, it's a marti echkem avihiru choykem imeni, af misa sadikem mechaperes, sometimes the misa of an adam kosher, of a tzaddik, is mechaperes, but it has that similarity, that sometimes it could be zoyz chukas ha-toyra.